I remember when I was living at Mom's house, we'd just come back to Seattle on her bed.
Well, when Mrs. Rust and I were driving over today, she was wondering if you would be here to, you know, you were talking about coming to the Springs, mm-hmm. Charlotte. And she said that you worked here. Mm-hmm. You'd work in the daytime and you'd play the piano at night sometimes.
Not every night, but always on the weekends.
On the weekends.
I worked in the hotel and the cabins, keeping them cleaned up and the beds changed. Mm-hmm. And then I helped Mrs. Leach occasionally in the laundry. I learned how to run the mangle, didn't I, Mrs. Leach? And we had a lot of fun, and that's where we really got well acquainted, was my being with her a lot. And then on Saturday nights, they always had a dance. Dance from about 8 until 12. And that's in the good old days when the cook was Dora Werner's mother, Nora McDougal's mother, Cookie Werner, we called her. And she fixed up a midnight lunch that I'll never forget.
Boy, the way that table set out, I'll never forget that either.
Platters of baked ham, mm-hmm. platters of all the lovely green things, the tomatoes, the cucumbers, the green onions, radishes.
Most gorgeous tomatoes, big ones.
What else goes with it? Pepper rings, everything beautifully arranged on these platters. She had homemade bread, and she topped it off with homemade raised donuts that were always started and cooked on Saturday. And the people, after they get through their dancing for their midnight lunch, they'd go in there and they could just fill up their plate as many times as they wanted for 50 cents. That's all they charged for the midnight lunch. 50 cents, and when I think of all that good food, 50 cents.
That was really something.
But then, everything was cheaper then.
That's right, it was. But it was out of this world. I mean, that she was an excellent cook.
Mm-hmm. I recall Mrs. Steger, I think, the weeks that she spent at True Play. Do you remember Mrs. Steger and the children? She had been quite ill. They lived in flats, so the doctor suggested
Is this Olga Steger's mother?
Yes. Yeah. Come up to Circle Hot Springs to recuperate. Mm-hmm. And she said she never ate such wonderful food. And it was the nicest place. And I think her... almost nothing per day. Just, and she just marvels at it now. And she still talks about that. She whenever we do go up there, she'd tell us. When we lived over at the Springs, Mrs. Leach, she'd tell us about when she spent her I think, 3 weeks at the Springs.
Of her
life of being there.
Are you comfortable?
It sounds good to hear people say that they were happy there.
They were. Everybody was. People were happy, and they'd go over there, you know. Mm-hmm. And I never heard anyone that didn't just love the Springs.